We welcome you once again to our Everyday English program. And following our usual practice, we're going to give you one of our weekly quizzes. And if you're ready, with a pen and a piece of paper, we'll start. Question one.
Listen to this sentence and answer the question that follows it. While giving an account of her ordeal at the airport, she mentioned en passant that Mrs. Wright had been detained. Does the sentence imply A. The speaker's main interest was her ordeal at the airport, or B. The speaker's main interest was the detention of Mrs. Wright, or C. The speaker's interest was divided equally between her ordeal and Mrs. Wright's detention. The question again. Listen to this sentence and answer the question that follows it. While giving an account of her ordeal at the airport, she mentioned en passant that Mrs. Wright had been detained. Does the sentence imply A. The speaker's main interest was her ordeal at the airport, B. The speaker's main interest was the detention of Mrs. Wright, or C. The speaker's interest was divided equally between her ordeal and Mrs. Wright's detention.
Question two.
I would like you to listen to each of the following two sentences carefully. Supply the missing word or phrase in each case. The missing word will be indicated by a tap like this. For example, if I say, Joe glossed over the matter and proceeded to give a long account of his own problems, you will say, Joe glossed over the matter en passant and proceeded to give a long account of his own problems. A. After the storm, NADMO and the police service were summoned to clear all the from the main streets and highways. B. The present arrangements cannot be a basis for a satisfactory settlement. We have to go back to the The question again. I would like you to listen to each of the following two sentences carefully. Supply the missing word or phrase in each case. The missing word will be indicated by a tap like this. For example, if I say, Joe glossed over the matter and proceeded to give a long account of his own problems, you will say, Joe glossed over the matter en passant and proceeded to give a long account of his own problems. A. After the storm, NADMO and the police service were summoned to clear all the from the main streets and highways. B. The present arrangement cannot be a basis for a satisfactory settlement. We have to go back to the
Question 3.
I am going to read you a sentence. It contains the word would, spelled W-O-U-L-D. I would like you to replace the word would with another word or phrase which means the same as would, so that the general meaning of the sentence remains the same. In those days, Father Grammaticus would summon us in the dead of night to learn to say the Lord's Prayer in his peculiar way. The question again. I am going to read you a sentence. It contains the word would, spelled W-O-U-L-D. I would like you to replace the word would with another word or phrase which means the same as would, so that the general meaning of the sentence remains the same. In those days, Father Grammaticus would summon us in the dead of night to learn to say the Lord's Prayer in his peculiar way.
Thank you. Now, Kofi will give us each question once more, to be followed by a suggested answer by Adjo. Question 1.
Listen to this sentence and answer the question that follows it. While giving an account of her ordeal at the airport, she mentioned en passant that Mrs. Wright had been detained. Does the sentence imply that A, the speaker's main interest was her ordeal at the airport, or B, the speaker's main interest was the detention of Mrs. Wright, or C, the speaker's interest was divided equally between her ordeal and Mrs. Wright's detention?
The sentence implies that the speaker's main interest was her own ordeal at the airport. The use of the expression en passant suggests that she mentioned Mrs. Wright's detention incidentally and in passing.
Question 2.
I would like you to listen to each of the following two sentences carefully. Supply the missing word or phrase in each case. The missing word will be replaced by a tap like this. For example, if I say, Joe glossed over the matter and proceeded to give a long account of his own problems, you will say, Joe glossed over the matter en passant and proceeded to give a long account of his own problems. A. After the storm, NADMO and the police service were summoned to clear the from the main streets and highways.
After the storm, NADMO and the police service were summoned to clear the debris from the main streets and highways.
B. The present arrangement cannot be a basis for a satisfactory settlement. We have to go back to the...
The present arrangement cannot be a basis for a satisfactory settlement. We have to go back to the status quo ante.
Question 3.
I'm going to read you a sentence. It contains the word would, spelled W-O-U-L-D. I would like you to replace the word would with another word or phrase which means the same as would, so that the general meaning of the sentence remains the same. In those days, Father Grammaticus would summon us in the dead of night to learn to say the Lord's Prayer in his peculiar way.
In those days, Father Grammaticus used to summon us in the dead of night to learn to say the Lord's Prayer in his peculiar way. The auxiliary verb would, as used here, is equivalent in meaning to the expression used to, which also signals habitual happenings in the past.
I thank you both, and I must thank you, my listeners, for your cooperation. We hope to see you again at the beginning of next week. Do have a weekend that is good and enjoyable. Till then, it's goodbye from us.